Regarding the Rural Health Retreat, Oakland, California, November 1891. I am burdened for the Rural Health Retreat, but my prayers are ascending to God that He would send the workers His grace, and that they may understand the voice of the true Shepherd. The Lord is constantly at work for the purification of His people. He brought them from the Egyptian bondage into the wilderness, away from the Egyptians, that they might become acquainted with God and Jesus Christ, and learn to obey their invisible leader. Here, separated from all human powers, from the refinements of fashionable life, He taught them what the Lord would be to them if they would obey His voice. However costly to them to learn these lessons, they would be cheaply purchased. Without this education, they could never become the peculiar people of God. Without the refining, disciplining process, they would become like the Egyptians and sink to their level. This people was to stand forth in history, a testimony to all nations upon the earth, a living illustration of the divine will to be a controlling power. We have perilous times before us, and in the selection of workers for the health retreat, there should not be connected with it unbelievers, those who have no respect for the truth. Present truth for this time will certainly work on the enemy's side of the battle. There is constant danger of the church keeping the commandments of God becoming assimilated to the world. Satan is watching his opportunities and will press in if the least advantage is given him. He is seeking to bind up all he can in his bundles with the tares. In the health institution, all classes are to be received, believers and unbelievers. All are to be treated with respect, and each and all who are associated with the workers in the institution are considered this a missionary field, and to labor most earnestly for the relief of suffering humanity, for the saving of the body, as well as the saving of the souls of all who shall come into this sanitarium. There is to be no partiality shown to relatives or friends because they are such. The poor are to receive attention as well as the rich. They are not to be treated with undue attention, but they are in no case to be neglected. If one is poor, he is, if he is a child of God, an heir to an immortal inheritance that Jesus Christ will give him in that day, and to all who believe in him. Therefore, no one is to feel at liberty to oppress the poor, and even to show him neglect before those who are wealthy. All those in connection with the sanitarium as workers should and will, if they are living Christians, do their best. Their work is to be faithful to their post of duty each day, each hour, to fulfill their duties as if they were in the presence of Christ, personally, and could see His eye upon them. If you improve the talents given you of God, you will be increasing in usefulness and power, and your work will be well done. You will be a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. You will be representatives of Jesus Christ. It will take the work of a lifetime to complete the character building which shall fit the workers for a better country, even our heavenly. There is to be no haphazard work in this matter, and no reckless ambition displayed, no presumption, for eternal interests are here involved. Jesus has gone to prepare mansions for those who are preparing for these mansions. No one can do this great, grand work of fitting up for these mansions by any power themselves. Jesus has the power, the grace, the righteousness. Receive the gift of God, which is His Holy Spirit. I address every soul which is acting a part in the sanitarium at St. Helena. What is Christ to you today? And what relation do you stand to Christ? Is truth planted in the heart? If it is, it will be expressed in the life revealed in the character. The hard soil of the heart will need to be worked daily, that it shall send up the precious plants that bear fruit to the glory of God. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Let them, every one who claims to be children of God, bring the very best timber into their character building.